Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Midwest Madness, your true crime cult conspiracy encrypted podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle. Happy 2025.
Hopefully you guys had a good holiday. It was weird. Just went fast.
And yeah, right?
Didn't really feel like the holidays in my opinion.
No, and I don't, do you know why?
I think it's because A, Thanksgiving was late. So we had a shorter time between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay.
And B, the fact that it was in the middle of the week.
I think that was part of it, too. I think the fact that it was literally Tuesday, Wednesday was weird.
Yeah.
Because did you have to work that Monday?
Yeah, I worked Monday too, right? And Thursday, Friday.
Okay, that's what it is. Which is just...
You need to put the mic closer to your mouth.
Or I just need to talk louder.
One of the two. Yeah, so... We are back.
We are back.
2025. And yeah. Pretty sad about the New Orleans.
Oh my God. Yeah, no kidding.
New Year's. I believe they're calling it a terrorist attack.
Yeah, I do too. I think so. And we managed 3 whole hours without any violence?
Yeah, I don't know. What
time?
It was
3 something in the morning, I think.
I have no idea. Yeah, I didn't know the time, but our thoughts and prayers are with New Orleans. It's terrible. And because, I mean, Germany, too, had that car through the Christmas market.
But that was 2024 still.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, it's the
second holiday season and the violence
time
just really sucks.
In the past couple weeks that someone's used a car in that manner, so...
Yeah.
Very sad and very shitty. So
very shitty. You're right.
Do you have anything you want to talk about?
I do have a story about a student that's pretty fun, but I want to tell it during mine.
Okay.
We always do all the stuff, and it's not time sensitive. So we always do this stuff on yours because yours come out sooner, and then it makes sense too. But mine's not super long this week. I was hoping it was going to be longer, but...
Mine's not super long either.
So.
I guess, all right, then I'll just go ahead and get right into my story. So, this week I wanted to try and find a story that took place on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. So, we're going to head back to December 31st, 2018 to talk about the murder of Army Sergeant Tyrone Hassell III. So, on December 31st, 2018, Tyrone, who was 23, and his wife, Army Specialist Camilla Hassell, she was 22, and their almost two-year-old son were staying with Tyrone's father, Tyrone Jr., in St. Joseph Township for the holidays while the two were on leave from the Army.
What state?
Michigan.
Okay.
Both Tyrone and Camilla were active duty. At around 11 p.m., a 911 operator received a call from a frantic and tearful Camilla who had stated, quote, "I need help. My husband was shot. I need help," end quote. Tyrone, who had been out in the driveway by the couple's vehicle while Camilla and their son were inside, had been shot multiple times. First responders arrived on the scene and encountered an emotionally distraught Camilla whose husband was dying. Tyrone had... And he did, unfortunately, end up dying. So, Tyrone had decided that he wanted to enlist in the Army while still in high school. According to his father, Tyrone Jr., Tyrone had known that there wasn't really anything left for him in St. Joseph Township, which had a population of just about 9,000 people and is located not too far from the shores of Lake Michigan. Tyrone knew he wanted to get out and do something good with his life, so he chose to enlist in the Army. Tyrone and Camilla met in 2015 in the Army while they were at Fort Carson in Colorado, and like a lot of military relationships, it moved rather quickly. In fact, it moved so quickly that the first time that Tyrone Jr. had heard about his son's new relationship, the two had already gotten engaged.
Whoa.
I mean, that's pretty typical for the Army.
I know, but that just seems wild.
Does it? For the Army?
Not for the Army, just in just in general. Like, if you take the fact that it's the Army out of it, it's like, whoa, that's so fast.
Yeah. They had said their son They had their son not too long after this. At the time of Tyrone's murder, the two were stationed at Fort Stewart in Georgia, where Specialist Camilla was working as a truck driver and Sergeant Tyrone was working as a wheel mechanic. After Tyrone's baffling murder, the family came together and rallied around the mourning Camilla while police in St. Joseph's Township tried to figure out what had happened. Police stated that Camilla had been very cooperative with the investigation, meeting with police multiple times to go over the events of that day. During one interview, the police asked Camilla if Sergeant Hassel had a life insurance policy, and she mentioned she was going to receive $400,000 from the Army after her husband's death.
Wow.
Police didn't have a whole lot to go off of on the days immediately following Tyrone's murder. All they really had was a neighbor who had witnessed a man getting into a black car right after the shooting took place. Camilla also was unable to provide police with any indication of who might have wanted to harm her husband.
But well, yeah, she barely knew the guy. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
But just 11 short days after the murder, police received an anonymous tip from... They'd been married for like 3 years at this point.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're right.
Sorry. But just after 11 days after the murder, police received an anonymous tip from a woman. In the tip, the woman had stated that her son was in the army with both Camilla and Tyrone, and that the son had known that Camilla was having a relationship with another soldier. The same day that anonymous tip had come in, two soldiers at Fort Stewart had come forward to the Army Criminal Investigation Division, or the CID, which I will be calling it from now on.
So is that like the NCIS, but for the Army?
I don't think so. I think...
Because like the NCIS...
Yeah, I know, yeah. But I think each... I think they have... I don't know.
Yeah, so it would like be no, the I Army's don't. Version of
I that. Don't think so, but maybe.
Okay.
NCIS seems more... This seems more like military police, okay. Kind of, but I'm not sure on that.
Okay.
So they two soldiers came forward to the CID with fear about one of their friends, Specialist Jeremy Seller, who also drove a truck on base. Specialist Jaquan Hamilton told investigators that he was aware of a relationship between Camilla and Jeremy, and he also told them that he was feeling fearful for his own safety. The CID immediately launched its own investigation into the murders and conducted multiple interviews with soldiers who knew both Camilla and Jeremy. Special Agent Zachary Roberts of the CID was told by one of Jeremy's friends that, quote, Seller stated that Camilla Hassel was his girl and that Sergeant Hassel had to go, end quote. The CID's investigation also uncovered that Sergeant Tadarius Goulston had sold Jeremy two guns prior to the shooting, and one of those guns had matched the caliber used to kill Sergeant Hassel. They also learned how Jeremy had been describing to others how he had killed him. I don't know why, if you're going to do something like this, you then go, like, talk about it. It just doesn't make any sense. Because people
are stupid. It happens all the time, though, doesn't it? Like, it feels like it happens all the time.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
And then he was bragging about how he murdered someone. It's like, why?
I don't know if he was bragging, per se, but talking about it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in this case.
Right, you're right.
According to St. Joseph Township Police Sergeant Mike Lanier, quote, he's telling his best buddy on base what he did after he'd shot him. He stood over him and put one in his head to confirm the kill. One of the shots was directly in the forehead, end quote. The CID put Jeremy under surveillance at his home near base in Georgia, and they also searched his black Chevy Impala, which, if you remember, the one witness said they saw the man getting into a black car.
Yep.
Where they found 9mm ammunition and another 9mm magazine, which matched the type of caliber... Millimeter? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Type the caliber ammunition that was found at the crime scene. The CID provided the St. Joseph's Township Police Department with the information on the car, and they were able to confirm that it was indeed in the area at the time of the murders. Jeremy Seller was arrested on January 11th, 2019, so 11 days. It was pretty quick, thankfully.
Yeah, that is fast.
But refused to speak with officers. That same day, back in Michigan, investigators brought Camilla back in for questioning. Camilla denied that she had any involvement with Jeremy multiple times, despite officers claiming to have knowledge of the affair. Camilla was then asked to take a polygraph test, which she agreed to do. But when the results came back saying she was lying, Camille was interviewed again and she finally confessed to everything. Now, I mean, I know we both have talked about it many times. Polygraph tests aren't usually the most reliable.
Right.
But in this case, it seemed to have worked out.
Right. Would you, even if you were innocent, would you ever do a polygraph?
No, just because I would be too nervous that, like, I would get a false.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because, and then that would, because then you're, I would, like, just spiral. Yeah, my anxiety in, like, would be too much.
Exactly. You're in, like, a high stress situation and you're like, and that's what it's really reading is your stress.
Right.
So then you're like, oh my God, they think I did this and now this is just going to prove that I did this and I didn't do that. And, like, so.
Right. She told investigators that Jeremy had come to Michigan four times between December 19th and December 31st. Each time the two attempted to plan the murder. Some discussion took place on Snapchat as well. And as we all know, Snapchat, the conversation's deleted. Unless or at least you, they used to.
Unless you have it set up that they don't.
Yeah, now it's a little bit different, but.
Yeah. Do you think that's because of how many people have used it to commit crime?
Maybe. She... Okay, so according to Jeremy, he had, quote, choked, and it took him at least six times to finally pull the trigger, which is crazy. You had five other times or that you had a conscience, and then all of a sudden, like...
Yeah, after you think, like, after, like, two...
Right.
You'd be like, you know what? I can't do this.
Yeah, this isn't...
I can't do this.
Sorry, like...
But to keep trying.
And just get a divorce, people. Like, Jesus Christ.
For real. I mean, I know you're not going to get all the money you want. But
at least you're not murdering someone.
Because you're going to get caught. Like, chances these days of not getting caught. I mean, we saw with Luigi. Like, he did a lot of things right. And he still got caught. Like, you know, he kept his... And I don't... That sounds really controversial. What I mean is, like, he kept his identity hidden.
No.
He didn't do, you know, like...
It doesn't sound controversial. I'm just...
It just...
Innocent till proven guilty, in my opinion.
I agree.
And that's where I'm going to leave that.
I'm just saying. If they have the right person, he evaded for a lot longer than I think would be expected.
To put a final nail in her coffin, while Camille was in jail, she called her mother and admitted to the plot to kill her husband. The conversation, which had obviously been recorded, was used against her as evidence in her trial. I don't know if she just didn't know that they weren't record. Nope, doesn't it? I guess I've never had a jailhouse phone call, but I'm pretty sure it tells you that you're being recorded. Maybe not.
I have, yeah. How about we get you arrested so we can find out? Because I don't want to do it. But
how about we just... Yeah, no. Okay. Investigators also used cell phone records that showed the two were in communication in the hours leading up to the murder. Camille's attorney tried to say that she had been coerced by Jeremy into going forward with the murder plot. But on July 18th of 2019, she was convicted of first-degree premeditated murder and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. On August 29th, 2019, she was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Jeremy had agreed to plead guilty to second-degree murder if he could speak with Tyrone's father, Tyrone Jr. During the jailhouse conversation, Jeremy repeatedly apologized for his role in Tyrone's death. He told his father, quote, "I am truly sorry. I know that ain't worth shit," end quote. He also stated that Camille had manipulated his mind and that if he did this, nothing would stop the two of them from being together. He had been shocked to learn that during Camille's interviews with investigators, she believed that Jeremy didn't really care about her and she didn't really want to be with him forever, it kind of seemed like, which I feel like happens kind of a lot. My dog might bark because Amazon's here. And there it is.
I was like, we might get away with it. We might.
And we're done. Okay. Okay. Jeremy was sentenced in September of 2019 to 64 to 90 years in prison. Bearin County Chief Assistant Prosecutor Steve Pringle said after the verdict, quote, "Justice was served, but we still lost. The army lost a good soldier. Tyrone's father lost a good son," end quote. Tyrone's mother, LaShonda Jones, said to her daughter-in-law, Camille, in court, quote, "I want you to spend every day suffering behind bars for the rest of your life, and I hope every time you close your eyes, my son taps you on the shoulder and smiles," end quote.
Ooh, that's cold. I love it.
Yeah. And
I hope that every time you close your eyes, my son taps you on the shoulder and smiles.
That's like queen.
Holy shit.
What a quote, honestly.
Holy shit. If I get murdered, Emily.
That's what you want me to say? Mm-hmm. Yep. I can do that.
Yep. And also I want it on my headstone.
I'm going to.
Every time you close your eyes, she taps you on the eye and the shoulder and smiles.
Sure. If that's what you want, I can do that for
Thanks.
You.
I guess then I suppose I can put Lady Emily on yours.
Thank you.
So silly.
Why? It's fun.
It's so silly. I'm not saying it's silly stupid. I'm just saying it's silly.
Lady Emily. And that is the murder of Tyrone Hassel III. So.
I had a bad feeling that she was involved.
Yeah. It just...
It's with parent-on-parent violence and murder like this, it always breaks my heart for those poor kids.
I know. You're just, like, in the end, it's only hurting you and your... I mean, it's hurting a million people, but...
The person you're supposed to love the absolute most in the whole entire world is your child.
Your kid.
And all you're doing is causing them
pain.
And
that's probably the person you're hurting the most in this situation.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's fucked.
So, and how old was he?
He was almost two.
Oh, my God. That's so little. He'll never remember his dad.
No.
He won't know a thing about him.
Mm-mm. I mean, and I don't know who has who has their child today. I would hope maybe someone in his family, so at least they can tell stories.
If it's not his family, then at least like they have custody agreement, or you know,
so they can like visit him and all that. Yeah, I would be surprised if someone in her family was the caretaker, but who knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
So my sources are www.aetv.com, abcnews.com, and yahoo.com. So there we go. That was...
What a way to kick off the new year.
Kind of short, kind of sweet, kind of straight to the point, but...
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting.
Super
sweet. And there is a 2020 episode about this case.
Oh.
So... It came out last February.
Okay.
So if people do want to watch that, I believe 2020 is on Hulu.
I think you're right. I think it's Hulu.
Yeah. So there we go.
Our socials are... Oh, God. Okay. MWMadness at Gmail and Midwest Madness Podcast Group and MWMadness Podcast on Instagram, right? Okay.
Midwest Madness Podcast, MW Madness Podcast, yeah, on Instagram and Gmail, and okay. Midwest Podcast, Madness Podcast Group on Facebook.
It's been a while.
It's only been like 3 weeks.
It feels like a lot longer than that.
Oh God, it feels so short to me. I felt like we didn't even have a break.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden I was like, I'm supposed to do something here.
Cool, guys. Well, you have a great rest of your first full week of 2025, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Bye.